In local news, there were two major developments in environmentalist challenge to the expansion of oil refinery infrastructure in the East Bay Refinery Corridor this week. Chevron appealed the Richmond Planning Commission's decision regarding its complex refinery expansion, and San Francisco Superior Court rescheduled a hearing on environmental groups' request for a temporary injunction to stop crude oil by rail shipments coming into Richmond. KPFA's Ann Garrison spoke to Andres Soto, KPFA host and political organizer with Communities for a Better Environment.
Andres Soto, could you first tell us what happened in San Francisco Superior Court on Friday?
Well, we were notified last week that the Superior Court in San Francisco has rescheduled the hearing on our suit and seeking injunctive action on Kinder Morgan and the Air District for the permit that we believe was illegally issued by the Air District to Kinder Morgan to bring in crude by rail, Bakken crude and tar sands crude into Richmond. And so that hearing was rescheduled till September 5th, 1:30 p.m. in San Francisco Superior Court. And we also learned that both Kinder Morgan and the Air District are seeking to dismiss the lawsuit, and so all those motions will be handled at one time, and that will happen on that day, September 5th.
Okay, and what about Chevron's appeal of the Richmond Planning Commission's decision to the Richmond City Council? Could you tell us about that?
Sure. So a week and a half ago, the Richmond Planning Commission denied Chevron's project and instead approved alternative number 11, which Attorney General Kamala Harris says is environmentally superior. And they also imposed four conditions on their conditional use permit that include a significant local green jobs program, primarily through installation of solar panels, both in the refinery and in fence line communities. They also required that the tanker ships that come into the Long Wharf out there in the bay in Richmond for Chevron have land-based electricity rather than running their engines while they're in port pumping out their crude oil. And they also require them to replace all of the corroded pipes rather than just 20% as they were proposing. So Chevron is seeking to reverse all these decisions and formally appealed to the Richmond City Council, which will sit as an appellate board on Tuesday, July 22nd, as well as Tuesday, July 29th. On the 22nd, we really need a large public turnout because that will be the day they will take comments from the public, and then on the 29th, they will deliberate amongst themselves and will either reverse or modify the Planning Commission's decision.
There are seven councillors. Do you know now where the votes lie? Do you have a guess?
Well, we know that both the mayor, Gail McLaughlin, and the vice mayor, Jovanka Beckles, are on our side and support what the Planning Commission did. And we know that council members Matt Bates and Corky Bouzet are in Chevron's pocket. The council members that are at play are J.L. Myrick, Tom Butt, and Jim Rogers, and both Rogers and Myrick are up for election this year. Rogers is up for re-election, so that's where the pressure is going to be on those three council members.
That was Andres Soto, KPFA host and political organizer with Communities for a Better Environment. In Berkeley, for Pacifica, KPFA Radio, I'm Ann Garrison.